sledge used by Cecil Madigan in Antarctica, 1911. This long, narrow sledge looks a bit like the frame of a canoe, with upward curving runners or skis on either side that join at the front in a peaked bow. It's nearly 4 metres long and just over half a metre wide, and is a wooden framework rather than a solid structure. Stretched across the top of the frame is a long strip of canvas. It's secured to the frame with copper nails. The various struts and brackets of the frame have been lashed together with rope and secured at the joins with thick leather fastenings that have darkened and cracked with age. A length of sturdy rope has been knotted to both sides of the bow at the front, with the ends trailing back partway along the skis, looping around each upright strut along the way. There's also a short, knotted piece of rope dangling in a loop from the point of the bow, perhaps as a hitching point for the tow ropes. Between this bow and the canvas covering is a length of plank that spans the sledge, on which the name C.T. Madigan is painted in black, with the location Adelaide. Behind this is another spar to which the front end of the canvas seat is attached, and it has a short timber post standing upright at its centre, supported on either side by curved metal brackets. The design of this sledge is such that it could have been successfully hauled by men. Object label.
Sometimes the sledge would grip and we could pull straight ahead. Then suddenly it would slide away sideways downwind and often pull us off our feet with a sudden vicious jerk. Most of the time we were dragging in a southwesterly direction to make the sledge run west, stumbling through the drift with the sledge now behind us, now sliding away to leeward, often capsizing.
Cecil Madigan, 1912. These objects were used by meteorologist Cecil Madigan during an exploratory sledging journey south of Cape Denison in the spring of 1912. Expeditioners surveyed the landscape and gathered data and specimens. Sleds and skis not only made travel faster, they also distributed expeditioners' weight and provided some protection from crevasse falls. Axes had many uses, including chipping ice for melting into water. Donated by the Madigan family.